I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus, here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Boys are four times more likely than girls to be diagnosed with autism. But new research suggests there may be more going on behind the scenes related to the prevalence and also the diagnosis and symptoms of autism in girls versus boys. Dr. Laura Carpenter is here to talk about autism. Dr. Carpenter is a professor of pediatrics in the College of Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Carpenter, why is autism less common in girls versus boys?
I think there are both biological protective factors as well as social factors at work. We know girls are diagnosed less frequently, but when they are, they're more likely to have identifiable genetic changes, more likely to have extended family members with autistic features, and more likely to have significant developmental delays. So in terms of a biological explanation, we think that might mean that girls are somewhat protected from developing symptoms and might need more significant risk factors in order to develop the syndrome. But I also think that girls may be less likely to come to clinical attention because they don't have as many disruptive behaviors as boys, and also because caregivers and teachers might assume that a girl is just shy rather than delayed in the development of social communication skills. We also think that because there's so many more boys with autism, our diagnostic tests might be also biased towards male symptoms.
And what about symptoms? Are there different symptoms in girls with autism versus boys with autism?
We think that in general, girls may have milder symptoms that also present differently than boys. So, you know, intense interests are pretty common in autism, but a girl might be stuck on a particular peer or in Barbies or in Disney princesses, which people don't typically think of as autistic symptoms. And also in general, it seems that girls are less likely to have those classic repetitive movements like hand flapping and less likely to have those really unusual interests that you sometimes see in boys, like interests in vacuums.
And I understand that early intervention is so important with children with autism. What does this mean, though, when it comes to girls?
So whether they're girls or boys, most young kids with autism benefit from one-on-one therapeutic interventions like speech therapy, occupational therapy, and applied behavior analysis therapy. We see the best outcomes in the kids that get diagnosed early and the kids who receive the most hours of treatment. So it's a lot of very intense one-on-one treatment.
What should parents do, or who should they contact if they are concerned about any of these symptoms in their son or their daughter?
So the first person to talk to about your concerns is always going to be your child's primary care pediatrician, and hopefully they should be able to get you to the right place for an evaluation. I think particularly if you have an older child or a teenager, it's really important that the specialist you see has a lot of experience with how autism presents specifically in girls. I also encourage parents to seek help while they're waiting for answers about the diagnosis. So if your daughter is under three, she might be eligible for free intervention through South Carolina's early intervention system, which is called BabyNet. And if she's over three, these same services can be provided for free through your local school district through a program called ChildFind. Your public schools have wonderful certified special education teachers and therapists that can help children with autism.
Dr. Carpenter, thanks for providing this information about autism.
Thank you so much for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.